Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
In the night, your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed. You'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinisterhood.
Welcome to Friday the 13th. Off air, we were just doing our Christopher Walken impressions. Welcome to Friday the 13th, our edition of Freaky Friday, where we tell your odd but true stories. What is going on this spooky day?
Oh, man. It's always interesting recording like a week in advance because you're like, who's to know what happened between the last week and what today is going on?
We used to be right under the wire and we'd record this like the night before. So it would be like, now we're like, well, it's Friday the 13th. Everything's normal. And God knows what happened yesterday as you listen to this. So whatever. Right. Hopefully we don't sound wild. They're like, well, the aliens are in the sky and they haven't addressed it.
They made landfall and y'all haven't talked about it. Well, we will happens.
Someday.
And I'm sure it'll happen soon.
Well, but we hope that wherever you are, that you're Spooky Friday is going swimmingly so far, and that the only thing that's creepy that happens is you listening to these stories today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have a new installment up top, Heather.
I'm so excited. There's too many.
Well, I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And let's get freaky. Well, this first installment of stories is the first of what I am declaring, what the fuck is wrong with men?
That's a great question, and we still haven't found out. And this is where, as you listen, if you are a man or you know a man, and you ever hear that they do anything remotely close to this, you got to do the Homer Simpson choke and the Bart Simpson, like where their eyes bug out to stop them from this behavior. Yes.
Yeah. The first three stories fall into my new series called What the Fuck is Wrong with Men? First up, we have from Scribe Maiden. Bookstore Creeper. Hello, Christy and Heather. Love you both. Love your show. Here's my story. A couple of years ago, I decided to take my laptop to a local chain bookstore to work for a few hours. I'm a freelance copywriter and enjoy an iced chai. Unfortunately, the cafe area was full to capacity, so I settled into the only available chair in the store and got started writing a blog about something or other. This cozy seat was located in an awkward space in the middle of an aisle full of people browsing romance novels of the extra spicy variety. You know the ones. While I could ignore the horny shoppers milling around me, I couldn't help but notice when a man who appeared to be in his mid-30s started chatting up a pair of very young-looking teens nearby. The girls were sitting on the floor looking through books in the astrology section just a few feet from me, and directly in my line of sight and hearing. I don't have children of my own, but I am a stepmom to a teenage girl, and let me tell you, I discovered protective instincts I didn't know I had. I laser-focused my attention on everything being said, and y'all, it got my hackles up. This grown-ass man was throwing charm bombs at these sweet, innocent underage girls like he graduated magna cum laude in grooming. They seemed flattered by the attention, which I 100% understand. I would have felt the same way in their shoes at their age. I think the guy felt the eyeball daggers I was shooting at him, and after maybe 10 minutes of his grossness, he said his goodbyes to the girls and slithered away to find a sunny rock somewhere, I'm guessing. I immediately went over and gave the girls the best advice I could give as a middle-aged woman who's seen some shit. I can't remember everything I said, but the gist of it was, that guy is a predator. Avoid him and anyone like him like the plague. They very sweetly thanked me, although I probably scared them more than the creeper did, lol. I left at that point, feeling too grossed out and anxious to focus on work. I briefly shared the situation and the guy's description with the store employee on my way out. And I was heartened to see, as I got in my car, that the girls were both leaving the store in a hurry. I waited until I was sure the dude wasn't following them before I left the parking lot. It's been a long time since I was their age. They may have been 15 at most, but looked much younger. But I remember how naive I was, and I wish someone had verbally knocked some sense into me back then. It might have saved me some trauma and heartbreak later on. I hope that by stepping up, even though I was shaking in my shoes from anxiety, I got through to those two girls that much older men have no business chatting up underage kids like that and to watch out for themselves and each other. Stay safe out there and keep dodging those creepers. Sincerely, Scribe Maiden.
Oh, Scribe Maiden. I think anytime we see an older man sniffing around a little girl, we all turn into Stanley from The Office where he's like, yeah, that little girl is a child. Get away from her.
Mm-hmm. Scribe Maiden, I would have done this exact same thing. I can picture myself. At first, when I was reading this, I was like, oh, somebody's going to do something in the romance spicy section. No, no. The astrology section is where the children are and where the predators go to prey. Yes, they should not be in the spicy romance section. Although it is very funny to me to think about trying to enjoy your iced chai and doing your blog while people are just like
flipping dirty space. It's like when I was on the dart train one time and a lady had 50 shades and was moving back and forth while she was reading it going,
No.
And I was like, no, I hate it. The train's not making her move like that.
You're like, if you need The Lunar Effect by USA Today's best-selling author, CJ Pinard, that's great.
I recommend.
Maybe go to the other side of the store. Or
privately.
Move the cozy seat to another part of the store is what it sounds like.
No, but this guy, you smell him a mile away. You know, you girls are so pretty. You seem so mature for your age.
Oh, astrology. Are you a Capricorn? Oh my gosh. I thought you were a Capricorn because Capricorns are so stylish and your outfit is just so stylish.
Mm-mm. The party's over, perverts. Shut it down. I told you we're not doing catcalling. Mm-mm. We're not doing, and we're adding it to the list. We're for damn sure not doing grooming. If any of us see us, you don't have to be a fellow woman. You can also step in as a dad, a big brother, an uncle, a friend. Again, it doesn't.
An
you don't
employee.
Have. Yes, you don't have to not be a man to stop a man from being a pervert.
That is very true.
You know what I mean? It's on all of us to be like, what the fuck's going on over here? Yeah. And it's like, mind your own business. I will not.
In my experience, usually the people that step in to stop the man are other women. So
yeah, often,
especially in situations like this, because our hackles do go up. Mm-hmm. We're primed because we've experienced it to like immediately like our ears perk up when we hear something even a little bit like questionable. I think it's good to go over and say like, girls, you don't know me, but just here's some advice.
Right.
You know, I feel like I would do the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And I think I would have appreciated that at that age too, because at 15, 100% I would have been flattered by attention like this.
Yep.
And thought like, God, I'm cool. I must be like so cool. And not knowing like, this guy is a pervert.
No, the poet laureate of America, when you're 15 and somebody tells you they love you, you're going to believe them. Like you're just, it's that age, right? We've all been that age where you're like, oh my gosh, he was older and he was so handsome. Mm-hmm. And I would hope now there's a lot more like stranger danger and worrisome things like that. But it never hurts to have a reminder. And I think Scribe Maiden wasn't like, what's wrong with you idiots? It was like, hey girls, I happened to overhear this conversation. There are people like that. They're a dime a dozen, and they're perverts, and they have no business talking to you because he's grown and old and weird to do that. So,
and good for you.
Yeah.
Because hopefully he now, next time, maybe thinks twice.
I hope so. Like, and again, it's like we're all watching. Like, we're all, mm-hmm. it's not like, oh, all men are bad. It's like the bad ones happen to be men, but we're all team human of like, humans don't act like that. Stop doing that. We don't want to see a predator succeed. So, especially not in the sacred space of the astrology section of the bookstore. Fuck off.
Hell no. That the bookstore is such a cozy, safe space for so many, or a library. I'm thinking specifically Barnes & Noble, because they've got, you know, the Starbucks in there and stuff. But it really is like a calming place for so many, myself included, where you feel safe. And for someone to sully that just royally pisses me off.
Not in our chain bookstore, if we have anything to do about it.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Scribe Maiden, for standing up for those girls and for sending in your story. Continuing on in our series, this one is from Haley, and it is called Retail Store Perv, Christmas Themed. Hi, ladies. I just listened to your latest Freaky Friday episode with the story about the perv who kept calling about coupons, and it instantly reminded me of my story back from Christmas Eve of 2011. I had just started working in the pharmacy at one of your more popular drugstores you find around the nation, but offered to work front of store Christmas Eve to help out. My manager decided to put me in the cosmetic department for my evening shift, and at about 11 p.m., I had what is still one of the creepiest, weirdest conversations, and that's with working in pharmacy for 12-plus years now. I answered the phone with the usual, "Thank you for calling, insert drugstore name here. I'm Haley, how can I help you?" And the man on the other end of the line asked if we sold personal massagers. He asked it very point blank, so I didn't think anything of it. Plus, who am I to judge? He then asked a series of questions like, would I use any of those on myself? Would I like it if someone gifted one to me? How would I use it on myself? Me, being the still naive 21-year-old I was, took a few seconds to compose myself and finally responded with, that's none of your business. If you want me to tell you brands or what the prices are, I'm happy to help. Otherwise, have a good night and a good holiday. All he said after that was, I bet it will be a sight to see. I'll picture it while I watch you walk to your car later. I instantly slammed the phone down and ran to my manager to walk me to my car. Thankfully, that was the last thing I had to deal with. Unfortunately, this story didn't end there. This man was a regular of the pharmacy, and anytime he came through the drive-thru, he'd asked if I could help him because he knew I was there because of my car being in the parking lot. My managers were always cool with making sure I didn't help him or see him, but it was always just so creepy, especially when you know that he knew how uncomfortable he made me feel.
Oh, Haley, first of all, I hope Santa crapped down this man's chimney, point blank, step one. But second of all, I'm really upset about management here to understand and know that this person is a harassing pervert and to go, well, we still have to get him his medication.
No,
you fucking banned. Don't. Yes, you're banned, you don't get from to come back here. No, you do not get to come back here. And I think this was 2011. I think we're getting to where folks that are in your and my generation are of the mind of like, the customer is not always right, especially when he fucking sexually harasses my 21-year-old clerk. You can go get your prescription filled across the street, or we have 15 other locations within a 10-minute drive, but you do not get to come here anymore. Fuck off, call corporate, and we will tell him why. Tell them
agreed.
Why. Like, come on now. Yeah.
Not only is it sexual harassment, he then threatened to watch her walk to her car later. That is horrifying to think he could be anywhere. And retail is scary like that because, like with the coupon pervert, you don't know if maybe he's shopping in the store later that day.
Right? Or like how many times they've been in to watch you before they wait and call because you're behind the register that day, or calling and asking like when you're going to be there,
or they know your car.
I was going to say know your car, figure out your schedule or whatever. It got to be at Magic Time Machine. I wouldn't tell people what people were playing every night because you just don't know. Oh. And it's like, you know, well, when what nights will Cinderella be there? I'm just like, if you call on the night, I will tell you who all is there in case you like want to bring your kids in. But like, also the schedules change. But it's like, there were weird people that would get attached to certain actors who played the characters well. And you have to watch out for people like that. And I was the person answering the phone. So I'm like, I'm not going to give that info out.
Right? No, it is a man, especially to know that you know who did this. Yeah, he should be banned 100%. No questions asked. I'm so sorry, Haley. It's such a Like, you know that feeling when something happens completely unexpectedly and your skin prickles?
You're like, oh.
Or like you, somebody cuts you off in traffic and you have to slam on your brakes and it's like that immediate like tensing up. But mm-hmm. I get like this skin prickling, uncomfortable feeling. This gives me that same feeling. Like you're just danger. Answering the phone and out of nowhere, you get sexually harassed and you're like, oh my God.
Right?
Like, it's unnerving. It's unsettling. And then to be threatened on top of it is terrifying.
Yeah, it's unsafe. And then you get in trouble, of course, if you work there and you're like, well, now I have his personal information. I'm going to go traumatize him and egg his house or whatever. And then all of a sudden you get fired. The cops get called on you. So it sucks because, you know, right? It makes you sort of feel like powerless, especially if you don't have like management that does back you up. I mean, they backed you up in the managers being cool of like, don't go over, don't see him, whatever. And that perhaps was by virtue of like company policy. But I urge anyone in positions of power, and we often hear this in our Freaky Friday stories, that oftentimes it is the management who is like, mm-hmm. it takes one courageous manager who is just like, get the fuck out of here, or you're fired mm-hmm. for doing that, or whatever, you know, talking about a coworker harassing someone or whatever. So anybody that ever has that power, it's always like, ask yourself kind of like, if that was you in that situation, like, are you going to feel safe just because, oh, well, you don't have to see him, even though he knows your car and can come up yeah. to your work? Like, nah, ban his ass. Get him the fuck out of there.
Also, maybe he doesn't stop there. Yeah. Who's to say she's the, I mean, anyone is a target. So it's not like, well, we've sent Haley off to the cosmetics department instead of the drive-thru. It's like, okay, well, who's working the drive-thru? They yeah. still have to deal with this pervert.
No, exactly. I think we're done being nice to nasty bastards like this. But it's not like, well, there was a misunderstanding. It's like, no, you purposefully called up to sexually harass specifically this person. Like, we're fucking mm-hmm. done with you. And no amount of like, well, sir, someone else would be happy to help you in the drive-thru. Fuck off. There's another CVS up the street.
Yeah. You don't get to have dildo.
No, you don't deserve a dildo. You are one. You
don't deserve a dildo.
You fucking
are one. This holiday season.
Yeah.
You're not getting one. You're stocking. I promise you that.
No, I hope Santa, like I said, I hope Santa shut down your chimney. Sinisterhood will be right back.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Well, the third one in our installment of What the Fuck is Wrong with Men comes from Amy, and the subject line is Retail Prank Call, The Pillow Man. Hi, ladies. This definitely isn't as creepy as the paper shredder pervert from last week's Freaky Friday, but I wanted to share my weird retail prank call. Back in the early 2000s, I was in my senior year of high school working at Marshall's. I worked in what we called the giftware department, which was really just all the home goods we sold. One evening, one of the service desk girls complained about getting a weird call from a guy looking for pillows. He said he needed a lot of pillows and thick, cushy pillows because some really heavy girls were going to be sitting on him. A few days later, there was a page over the speaker to pick up a call for the giftware department. Giftware department, this is Amy. How can I help you? A man with a soft voice answered, "Yes, I need to know about your pillows." "Okay, what kind of pillows are you looking for?" I asked. "I need a lot of pillows. Do you have any really soft pillows?" he said. Recalling the service desk call from a few days earlier, I started to get nervous. "Yeah, we have a lot of pillows," I said. "Are you thinking bed pillows or throw pillows?" "Well, I'm going to this party. A lot of fat girls want to cover me with pillows and sit on me. They're going to smoke a lot of cigarettes and use my mouth as an ashtray. And I slammed the phone down. There's no way this was a real customer, so I wasn't going to wait for the call to get any freakier. I don't think the calls persisted. If they did, it was short-lived, but it was definitely the strangest call I'd ever received working retail. Thanks for reading, Amy.
No, I'm not against anyone having a consensual good time, but I do hope any of the girls that sat on this man put the pillow over his face, sat there and didn't move till it stopped. Because where you can't be kinky is without consent to somebody that you don't know. Like, Amy is just trying to work, you fucking freak.
Yeah, no, Amy is not going to this party. No. So she doesn't need to be involved. She's a senior in high school. Also, maybe go into the store. Like, people like this, there's no pillows. This isn't happening. No. They just want to, I mean, their kink is upsetting somebody on the other end of the phone. That's, you know, what they're looking to do. I would have been so unnerved by this.
It's
especially
creepy.
At like 17, 18 years old.
Yeah, I mean, it'll stick with you. It obviously did with Amy.
And obviously
it
has.
Makes total sense that it did. Something like that, it's just the brazenness of it, of like calling middle of the day, knowing what you're doing, knowing what you're about to do, and another person to whom I hope Santa crapped down their chimney, because just like ruining a day for somebody, and not even ruining a day, but it is just the way that our sense of safety as we move through the world as women is eroded and eroded and eroded, and it starts so very young, and it starts when you're doing fucking nothing but working your shift.
Yeah, literally, you went to work.
That's you just went to work. You went to work that day. You answered the guest wares phone call, and it was, you know what I mean? It's just for no reason other than somebody's sick pleasure. And so then we ask ourselves, right? Like, that is a man who believes his pleasure is more important than the safety, comfort, et cetera, of another woman. And we are done with them. We're done. They're out. They're fucking out.
You don't get pillows.
No pillows.
You don't get fucking pillows.
You get a pillow.
You
get one pillow.
To death.
You get one pillow and it's me and I'm going to hug you till you stop moving. Right. You know, I'm like done with it. We're done.
Yeah.
So
no, we're
God
done.
Damn. I mean, I don't know if any buddies are like, you know what I like to do for fun? I call up the Bed Bath and Beyond. I tell them a bunch of fat girls are going to sit on me. And then that's what you just got to go. What the fuck is wrong with you, brother?
Yeah.
Who's making calls like that? What the hell? My daughter works at a Bed Bath and Beyond. I'll kick your ass if you do something like that. Oftentimes that's the only thing that's going to stop it is social pressure of others. So thank
Truly,
you if you're listening.
From a man.
Yes, I feel like we got a lot of badasses that listen to this who would be like, I'll beat your ass in something like that, you know? Like, and that's what we got to rely on.
I'm going to beat your ass right in beyond if you call up Amy one more time.
You're going to be needing a bed and a bath after I kick you into the beyond, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
God damn, Amy.
Yeah, so God sorry damn. You had to deal with that. And to all of the women that unknowingly were part of this new
segment.
This new segment. So many of us are right there with you. We've had similar experiences. You're not alone. And I mean, obviously, how many since the coupon pervert have we received of these things happening? So
to
everybody, get off the goddamn phone when it comes to retail workers.
Leave them alone. Yeah, why are you calling? You're probably checking on the website. Don't bug them. They got enough shit to deal with already.
I can look on the website. Who even uses a phone anymore? Come on. I had to call somebody today, and I had to work my courage up for like 10 minutes before because I hate talking on the phone, especially if it's to somebody I don't know and it's like a first-time call. First time caller, long time anxiety user,
long time worrier, first time caller. What's up? Hi. Also, just briefly, to our paper shredder pervert friend, not the actual caller, but the victim, make sure you're on the Facebook group because somebody else endured a similar person. So you're not alone. Again, we know.
We think we found the guy that did. He struck again.
He's
not
again.
Alone.
Yeah.
He's a multi offender.
Get him. Somebody get him. Well, this next one is from Josie P. And the subject line is, the girl on the side of the road. Hey, Sinisterhood ladies. I'll start by saying how much I appreciate your show and all the dedication you put into it. I love how you two make the listener feel like we're the third bestie sitting right beside you discussing the most interesting topics. I've learned so much about basically everything from your insights and research. After every episode, I always tell my husband something along the lines of, guess what Christy and Heather talked about this time? We caught the full moon energy tour in Chicago and had the best time. The story involves both of us on St. Patrick's Day weekend in 2023. We live in Northern Illinois, about an hour outside of Chicago. After enjoying some beers at our favorite local spot, poured by a green-wigged bartender, we made our way home, braving the very chilly night. It had to have been under 30 degrees, and although it isn't necessarily rural where we live, there are decently sized stretches of nothing between houses and businesses. There is a drive-in theater at one of the intersections, with an elementary school one way, a neighborhood the other, and a big field another way, before leading to another subdivision. All of this to say, it isn't a very walkable area. And there, in front of the drive-in that night, was a lone young woman. My true crime-inclined brain exclaimed to my husband, "Stop! Turn around and let's ask if she's okay." He obliged and popped a U-turn. I rolled down my window and asked, "Are you okay?" This poor girl had only a leather jacket on and began to explain, "My friends and I were out and one of them got too drunk. On our way home, he started having a meltdown and demanded to leave the car. I felt bad and followed him out, but then he took off running. My dad's on his way to get me now." I felt bad asking why the other friends in the car had left them both entirely, so instead said, "Okay, well, we're going to wait here until he comes and make sure nothing happens to you. I listened to way too much true crime to leave you here." My husband added, "If you want to get out of the cold, you're more than welcome to sit in the car. I'll turn off the engine if that makes you more comfortable." She chatted with us outside the window for a bit, told us she was newly 21, and that the friend of hers she tried to follow was always causing trouble. I'm not sure if it was the conversation or the cold, but she eventually did decide to sit in the car. About 10 minutes later, her dad pulled up. We wished her a good night and continued on our way home. About half a mile later, we happened to cross several police cars and officers talking to a young man who seemed pretty frazzled, obviously the friend of the girl who had ran off. Although we were only a few years older than her, it felt good to help a newly 21-year-old get through a sticky situation that comes with that territory. Josie. P.S. I went skydiving this summer in my Full Moon Energy Tour shirt. Pics attached for the two of you. Well, thank you, Josie.
Well, Josie, first of all, thank you, because that's the closest I'll ever get to skydiving. Right? So I appreciate you taking us.
You look so brave, man, taking us in the air with you. That makes me choke up. Look at that.
I love it.
So happy. Man, that's incredible.
I love it.
Well, you're
incredible. I also love that you stopped and helped this girl out, and your husband, too. And what a nice thing for the man to recognize if it makes you more comfortable or turn off the engine. And especially when it's freezing cold, like, you know, so obviously we can't just drive away with you, but it is to see a girl in a part of a area where you're like, nobody would be walking out here, especially when it's freezing.
Yeah.
Good on you for calling and stopping and helping her out.
No, definitely. When you're 21, especially when your friends are acting a mess, like early days of drinking and like someone's like, "I'm going to fucking run home." And you're like, "Oh my God, Garrett, I don't want you to run home. I'm going to wait for you." And then he's sprinting faster than you can run. You're like, "Well, he's gone. I guess I'm going to fucking walk slowly down this darkened street." So it's good.
I also would say, where the fuck are your friends? I wouldn't have asked her, but like to those friends,
like,
or anyone.
No.
Don't leave your friends out there in the middle of nowhere.
No, especially not when it's that cold, because thankfully her dad was able to come get her, and it sounds like the cops got the guy. But it's like, you just don't know if they're like, "Well, I just stopped because I got cold. Well, then I got sleepy. Well, then I fell asleep." And they die of like exposure to the elements, just quite literally, because you don't know. It's so cold, I shouldn't stop. And especially only having like a leather jacket. But I'm not faulting the girl. We've all been there when you're just like, "I got myself into a situation." And you're like, "Yeah, man, that's what being young is all about." So it's good when you have an auntie or an older sister or somebody in your life, or a auntie, like a fairy god auntie, that just comes out of nowhere and is like, "In my gut, it's telling me I should stop." And giving her the option, not like, "Get in the car, young lady." It's like, "Are you good? Do you need a phone? Do you need, like, how's it going?" And putting it on her. I think that's wonderful. And we can all do more of that.
For sure. That will come back to you tenfold for helping her out.
Oh, man. And we appreciate you taking us on your skydiving adventure with you.
Like I said, sometimes I'm like, that might be fun. And then I think, like with any of those, I'm not a person that if things go bad in what I'm doing, the very real possibility of death is an option.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go, diving with great whites. I'm not going to anything, it's just, I'm like, maybe at one time, but now I'm like, I can't justify doing that with two little kids at home.
Right. You got to explain to your kids like, well, I wanted to feel the thrill. My thing's like, you can't put me in a scenario where I would have to choose where they'd be like, okay, Heather, now you have to step out, like jump out. I'm like, no, like a roller coaster. I like sit in, I'm strapped in and it just takes me, or even a water slide where I kind of like sit and then just oonch a little bit, but to be like, step into the abyss. My body's just like, you will not do that. I'm like, come on, I'm the one in control. And my body's like, no, you're not, bitch. We're staying on this platform. So I would not be able to, but you're very brave and your smile shows
you are
me.
So brave.
Your bravery looks good on you too. You look very free.
You do.
Well, thank you very much, Josie. Sinisterhood will be right back.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
This next one is from Ash, and the subject line is Tarot Pregnancy Scare. Hi, ladies. Love the show. Thanks for doing what you do. This is a cute little story that I'll hope you enjoy. I have a friend who reads tarot. I used to go to her house frequently, and we would play video games, drink, cook, and sometimes she would practice reading tarot with me. One night, she asked if she could do a reading for me, and I obliged. Even though I've never practiced Wicca or anything of the sort, I'm very open to the experience and always down to support a friend. She cleansed the deck with Palo Santo and handed it to me. She instructed me to flip through the deck, shuffle, and just hold or touch it until it felt right to stop. You know, getting my energy on the cards. I did as she asked, and once I got that tingly sensation telling me to stop, I put the deck down on the table in front of us. She grabbed her guidebook and laid the cards out for the reading. As soon as she got the cards laid out in the formation, one of her cats jumped up onto the table. This was a very common occurrence as she had three cats and a dog, and we were used to these little interruptions. The cat's name is Patch. We lovingly refer to her as Patch-a-woo-woo, or however many woos you can muster. She's a very sweet and loving cat who rubs up against you and rolls around until the attention that she is demanding is received. Anyway, Patch jumped up onto the table and immediately began lovingly rolling around and rubbing her face up against me, my friend, and the tarot cards. As you can imagine, this completely ruined the card layout. We didn't mind the ruined setup, though, and happily pet her and put her back down on the floor beside us. My friend arranged the cards again and grabbed her guidebook to begin the reading. I don't remember exactly what was said, unfortunately, but I do remember that she was mostly quiet, which was not normal, and her face had a confused look on it. After a bit, I asked her what was wrong. She paused for a minute and asked, "Are you pregnant?" I'm sure I had an expression like, "Huh?" and replied, "Man, I hope not." I'm a paranoid type of gal, so after I left her house that night, I went to a 24-hour pharmacy to grab a test before heading home. I wasn't pregnant, and I just chalked it up to a bad night for tarot, not really understanding it all anyway. Fast forward a few weeks, I'm hanging out with my friend again. We're just relaxing in the living room when Patch comes out to greet me. I noticed she was a bit rounder, and just as the thought popped into my head, my friend asked, "Does she look like she's gained weight to you?" Yeah, she looked like she swallowed a small balloon. I'm sure by this point, you can put two and two together and realize that she was pregnant. It was so funny when we had that light bulb moment, remembering the tarot reading a few weeks earlier and realizing that when she was rubbing and rolling on the cards, they must have grabbed her energy and the reading was really for Patch. As aggressively affectionate as she is, it's no wonder the cards took her energy and completely forgot about mine. The funny thing is, the reading also included some romantic relationship drama, which who doesn't have that? So to this day, we wonder what kind of relationship drama Patch was dealing with on her treks outside and around the neighborhood. She ended up having her kittens in the small closet in my friend's spare bedroom, which ended up being my bedroom when I moved in a few months later. Thank you for reading my story. I paid the cat tax and included some photos of Patch and her cute little kittens who have since grown up in their loving homes. By the way, I wrote this up after listening to Freaky Friday episode 25. Yes, I'm very behind on Freaky Fridays. And I wanted to reply to Christy's question of, am I the only one who gets weirded out by romantic gestures? Answer, hell no, me too. I had a guy rap me a love poem one time and I could have melted in the floor from secondhand embarrassment. Also, he showed up to my apartment unannounced. Like, come on, dude. Thanks again and keep it creepy, Ash.
Oh, Ash, I melted into the floor just reading that. Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
This is what I told you, that one of them made me laugh out loud when I was reading it. It was this, because to imagine a guy like if Tommy wrapped me a love poem, that would be funny. Yeah, because it would, yeah, he would write it funny. And but if someone that I just started dating, like, sincerely thought this was going to be a hot romantic gesture, did this, that's a nope for me. That's where the it comes in. And I'm done after that.
Challenge. If the person that did this was Harry Mack, does that change your opinion?
Honestly, yes.
Yeah, dude, right? Are you kidding me? Like, because he's good at it, right? Like, I feel like that's
he's so good at it.
Like, good at it. It's impressive. Yeah.
No, if he was like, hey, Christy, I got a little thing I want to rap to you. I'm like, okay. And then he like spits these incredible bars, like, and I'm just like,
you're like,
oh, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll go to second date with you.
Absolutely. So there's like caveats sometimes.
Oh man, if y'all don't know who Harry Mack is, he is incredible. I've been obsessed with him for years.
I know.
He is talk about him a lot.
He's my cousin, Heather Mack and Harry Mack. We're related. Yeah.
Just go to TikTok and search for him. He is truly like a musical genius, like
he's
a
amazing
savant. He plays a ton of instruments and went to music school, but he can just take any words and off the top of his head, just turn it into a masterpiece. It's incredible.
And like weave them all together. And they'll be like completely disparate words that are like, you think there's no way you're going to connect hot dog and octopus and cardboard box. And he does it in a way that's so funny and smart. Yeah. Like you said, again, it's kind of like self-aware, smart, funny. That's different than just being like, hey.
He's also not bad to look at. So
she's beautiful.
You got me. If it's Harry Mack, I'm in. Anybody else? Challenge. Nope, I'm out. But no. Harry Mack is the only one. And Tommy. I'm sorry. Tommy, my husband.
Oh, for sure.
That I love. He can also do it if he wants to.
I would agree. Yeah, showing up to the apartment unannounced, not great. Again, unless you were already like in a relationship and they said, I'm going to bring you a present, like I did in our first Christmas together. And Paris came and he was dressed up like Dick in a Box. And he had a package affixed to his belt in a way that it like actually stayed on his belt. And he just started playing this song when he opened the door. It made me laugh. It was very, in a self-aware, very like funny way. Cause he's like, I have your Christmas present. And then when he opened the door, I died. It was very good.
I went on like a handful of dates with this in college. And I remember like being in my apartment at my computer and like, we were on like the second floor and my room had a window that looked over the parking lot. Well, the window was open because it was a nice evening. So I had the nice breeze. I'm like typing up a paper. This motherfucker shows up and starts calling my name from the parking lot because he sees me in the window. And I was like, what? First of all, I have never been one to like a pop in because most of the time I don't have a bra on and I'm just like chilling. I don't want somebody just to stop by. And this is a guy that at the time I was kind of interested in, really not even, but I was just bored. So then he comes up to the apartment and then I have to like stop what I'm doing and be like, and then I don't know. I think I made an excuse and he left, but don't do that.
No.
We barely knew each other. You can't be doing that ever, really, but certainly not then.
I think Paris and I were dating 6 months, and it was a text message like, I have a gift to give you.
6 months is a while.
Yes, and I have a the text warning. You need a text heads up. And if I would have said no, he would have been fine with it. So
yeah.
There is something unhinged about showing up unannounced where you're like, I was doing shit, man. Yeah. I don't have time also, for this.
He wore a visor a lot of the time.
A lot of the time? Not just on this situation. Listen, I've dated bowler hats and leather hats. And it's I'm surprised I didn't date somebody with a beanie with a propeller on the top. So I don't know why I'm judging you.
One of those with the beer yeah. cans and the straws.
Yeah, I was just thinking with the little airplane propeller on top. But yeah, yeah, I know. The bowler guy, the leather cap guy. I've got no room to judge, but a visor, like a poker visor, like where it's green.
It was like cloth in.
Like Guy Fieri, like a dad coaching soccer.
But he thought he was like, oh my God, I'm so grossed out even like recalling these memories. There's no way.
I'm sorry.
I doubt he listens to this. And if he does, I don't care. Go good. I don't think I'm giving away enough information to figure out who it would be.
He wore a visor so much that people were like, it had to have been you. I knew you said you used to know Christy Wallace and she talked about visor so much, Dale. And he's like, I'm switching to hats. I'm switching to cowboy hats.
Well, what if I told you that the color of the visor matched the color of the shorts he was wearing?
Oh, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. He just comes in like fucking ready. Why wouldn't you show up to a girl's house unannounced when you're fucking, you're hanging dong that big to just be honestly, like.
It's all brand. Okay. And then lastly, about this guy. Which I had this thought, but I couldn't really like put into words exactly what was going on. But then my dear friend Chance said, hey, I saw such and such out earlier today. He's got a weird ass. And I was like, right? And he goes, like a woman. And I was like, hey. It wasn't like... It wasn't in a mean way. Chance was fantastic.
Chance was like, nice, honestly. Like, date that guy.
Chance was very gay. So he didn't, but it was, so that's why it was more like, this is a very astute observation. He had like it wasn't a compliment. It wasn't like, his ass didn't match the rest of his body. I don't know how to explain it.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Maybe the visor was like throwing off the balance or something. But if it had been the ass of like a good looking woman, but this was just a weirdly shaped bottom.
Well, bless his heart. Perhaps the the coordinating shorts were an effort to cover that. You know, we've all got our certain sense of, you know, insecurities about things. I wouldn't let that lead me to show up at a person's house unannounced, certainly.
No.
Nor to match my visor to my shorts. But we all have our different ways of coping. And I hope wherever this geyser is at that he has...
Guys, he also like
his problems.
Out of nowhere decided he was gonna sign up for the army, and then he like wrote me this letter. We lived in the same city. Why did he write me a letter and like mailed it to me, saying like
the notebook?
This is what I'm doing. I'd love to have someone waiting for me when I get back. And I was like, oh, bitch. No.
Sometimes people cast you as a romantic role in their life for a part you've never auditioned for.
No,
and you're sort of like, I didn't sign up for an audition
time.
First of
all, I'm offer only, so I don't audition.
Christy Wallace does not audition. Bless his heart. Well, I'm sad to hear that he dropped out of the army when they wouldn't let him wear visors in basic training. He wouldn't take it off. And he's like, this is a deal breaker. They're like, you're going to be, this is dishonorable discharge. He's like, court-martial me. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't come off. And then you find out it's actually affixed to his head, and that's just the fake hair on the visor at the top. Bless his heart. Well, I didn't mean this to roast your... I don't even know if you dated how long you did this gentleman.
Honestly, I just thought of this person. Hadn't thought of them in decades. But
well, hopefully
thank
he's
you,
thriving.
Ash, for bringing up that memory. But also, thank you for these wonderful pictures of the kitties.
Oh my gosh.
Goodness.
They're the cutest.
Patch, what a beautiful girl.
Also, you can just tell by Patch's face that she definitely requires attention. Like those beautiful green eyes. She's got her claws outstretched. Like, yeah, bitch, check me out. So I love that she was like, I'd like a tarot reading. Excuse me. getting my energy on the cards. Thank you. And your friend's just like, it says here you're pregnant with sextuplets. I don't, and they're calico. So like, I don't know what to say about this reading. You have to be like, well, I'll go to get, I like that Ash was like, I'll get a pregnancy test. She, like, she, maybe she's not wrong.
I would have done the exact same thing. Yeah, I'm like, I'm not sure. Trying to fuck around with this. Can I just say, looking at these pictures, which we will share on socials, the top one, especially of Patch with the little kitten there. I know this is going to sound obvious and perhaps stupid, but every time I look at a cat, I think they're just small lions.
Yeah, I think like, that about like, the dogs.
Look at their face. Look at that kitten's face. And then think and like, of a tiger's rawr. Face. And like, they're the same fucking face.
Mm-hmm. I think that about dogs. I'm like, you're a little wolf. When the goose is trying to like go for a jugular, I'm like, if you were a dire wolf or something, we'd all be donezo. Thank God you're shrunk down to a chihuahua size. But you're right. That's a lion. That looks like a, or you know, like a little baby lion cub.
Like a baby Simba.
They just grow just enough to be a nuisance in our lives. A beloved nuisance.
Not going
to
kill us, maybe. No. But a beloved nuisance. But it's just wild that I'm like, man, just cats all have that cat face. And sometimes when you really think about it, you're like, you're just a small tiger.
You are. You're just a little baby lion waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, sweet Patch. Thank you, Ash, for sharing that story with us. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Well, this final story, we have an update from a prior Freaky Friday submission. Subject line, it's from our new buddy Clip, and the subject line is regarding the giant squid conspiracy. Hey ladies, I'm writing in because of the Lake Superior giant squid story on Freaky Friday a couple weeks ago. I lived in Duluth in the late 2000s, and I remember reading several articles about the discovery of a freshwater giant squid found in Lake Superior and all the theories connected to it. After listening to the episode, I polled a friend about it, screenshot attached, and she also remembers this discovery. You can absolutely share the name of the chat if you read this on air. We think we're funny. I'm not great at making friends, so I don't want to reach out individually to the original submitter, but they definitely are not alone. I second coming to Minnesota as I missed you ladies in Chicago for the Full Moon Energy Tour. It was on the same day I was in town for something else. I was bummed. Thank you for all you do and keep it creepy. And then we have a chat in which Clip said, question, do any of you remember them finding a freshwater giant squid in Lake Superior? The Pan responds, yes, and the theory that it's because it used to be connected to the ocean and there are still brackish areas that it evolved from. Clip said, apparently that's a Mandela effect, to which the Pan said, fuck off. And Pan and Clip said, I remember reading articles about it. There's a story on Freaky Friday about how that never happened. So we at least have three people now, four, I guess, if you count our other friends, witnesses that remember this.
This is also, the chat name is Club Denial. So
hell yeah.
I love that. I also love that obviously this person must listen to Freaky Friday because they would have understood the reference without any other context.
Yeah.
Well, Heather, I decided to do some research of my own on the Lake Superior giant squid to see if I could get to the bottom of this, maybe find something on the internet.
Some squid digging?
I did some squid digging, some squid noodling.
Hell yeah. And just grabbing hold of it. It grabbed me back.
I have a couple of things I would like to read to you.
Okay.
I do not have solid proof that these are all from the same person, but I suspect that they are.
Wait, you think our messages are from the same person?
I think the following three things I'm going to read you, various blogs, are from the same person, but posted under different names on different sites.
Whoa, okay.
This is my theory. I don't know. So when I first Googled about the freshwater, the squidspiracy, when I first Googled about it, I came upon this first one. Heather has not heard these, so I'm just going to read them to you.
I'm ready.
It is from Reasons for Hope is the name of the site.
You gotta hold on to hope.
August 10th, 2017. The title of the article is Giant Freshwater Squid? Oh my. This person writes, hey everyone, did you see the headlines on the latest find on the shores of Lake Michigan? Take a look if you missed it. And they have put a screenshot in that says giant squid washes ashore on Lake Michigan. And there is a picture of what appears to be a deceased large squid on a beach with kelp and water and sand surrounding it.
Lake Michigan, not Lake Superior, to clarify.
Yes, yes. Okay. They mention the other lakes in a minute. They continue, wow, can you believe that they actually found a 21-foot-long freshwater squid on the shores of Good Harbor Bay? Unbelievable. How in the world did the squid make it to Lake Michigan in the first place? The article tells us, quote, this is the first time there's been an actual specimen recovered, so this is very exciting. It's believed that a few of the squid escaped from the Cleveland SeaWorld complex during the Great Northeast Blackout of 2003 when they were very young and somehow made it into Lake Erie. Amazing! But why didn't they leave the lake and move to other places? Well, the article tells us, according to Dr. Polowatsky, the squid were kept contained in Lake Erie as the Detroit River is too narrow and shallow for the squid to swim upstream. Quote, they are intimidated by closed-in spaces. They need a lot of room. You have to remember that this is a very big animal. Unbelievable! What are the consequences that this giant creature will have on the lake? The article tells us, hopefully the walleye can keep the tiny giant squid population under control. Else, there is some cause for concern, said Dr. Polowatsky. Boaters and swimmers really need to exercise some caution. Groundbreaking! Are you starting to feel like you're watching the 1960s Batman TV show? Mind-blowing. Can you believe something like this could ever happen? I hope not. At Reasons for Hope, we're always challenging folks to critically evaluate what you see. When I saw this article on a friend's Facebook page, it immediately smelled fishy. And not just because it was dealing with squid, but because the picture didn't match what the headline was saying. Take a look again at the photo. Does anything look out of place to you? Do you notice the kelp on the shore? Lake Michigan doesn't have kelp in it. In addition, the shores of Lake Michigan aren't made up of black volcanic rock.
Oh, I didn't see the picture. Yeah.
I did some digging and found out that the source for the article is a website called Breaking News 365. When you go to their website, you see that it is a place where you can put up an image and make your own headlines. Talk about fake news. This takes it to a whole new level. The lesson is, don't just read the headlines. I don't know how many times we can say this until people will get sick of hearing it. But the fact of the matter is, we've got to do just that. Find secondary sources and read the entire article before buying the hype. In a world that is full of misinformation, unless you know the truth, you can be deceived. Christian, get into the Word of God. Study it so that when the fake information is being disseminated, you can immediately recognize it and then neutralize it with the truth of God's word. Stay bold.
That took a turn like the Barron Trump video family. Of like, I guess you can't trust anything but the Bible. And you're like, well, okay. We were almost
Is there. Is that how we got there? Anything. So this led me to the next link. I will read you to where. So this is from Club 93.7.
Hell yeah. By the way, those DJ websites are some of the most disinformation, misinformation. When we're researching for the show, especially if it's like a breaking news or something, I'll click on them oftentimes and I'm just like, this is just false. Like, it's wrong. Like, I wonder if they're automated written or it's just like an intern writes. I hate to always hate to blame an intern, you know, or just somebody who doesn't really give a shit and it's copy and paste. But if you see it's like Kicks 99.4 the beat, I'm always like, this is going to be fake news.
I'm so sorry, but I don't think this is fake because the headline, "No, Kid Rock did not discover a giant squid washed ashore on Lake Michigan." There's no way that's fake.
First of all, if anyone's going to discover it, it's Kid Rock just shoeless wandering around drinking fucking Natty Lights on the shores of Lake Michigan.
Here's why I... Okay, so this one was published August 3rd, 2017. No. The other one was August... Oh, man. 10th, okay?
Oh, okay.
All around the same time.
I'm sad for reasons of hope that they missed out on this misinformation.
This one is from someone named Artemis, okay? But again,
sounds like a journalist.
They use a lot of the same language. So perhaps it's all AI using the same language, although this was a few years back. Or
2017. Yeah.
Hashtag fake news is taking over the world to the point that people really believe giant squid are swimming around in the Great Lakes. Fake news stories make it immediate. It's not stories, it's stories, immediate typo. That's a good way to tell this is not real. Fake news stories make it very hard to write articles for a living. Honestly, it's hard not to jump on the hashtag fake news train sometimes just to see what crazy things people will believe. This week in Don't Believe It Because It's Fake News, a website called BreakingNews365.net, yep, that's really the name of the website, posted an article claiming DNR marine biologist Dr. Deborah Polowatsky confirmed a giant squid on Good Harbor Bay. According to the fake news, the giant squid was 21 feet in length and is considered to be a very rare freshwater species. After reading the entire article and scrolling all the way down to the bottom, I discovered this small little detail at the bottom of the website. This website is an entertainment website. News are created by users. These are humorous news, fantasy, fictional, that should not be seriously taken on as a source of information. The funniest part about all this is the website claims Bobby Ritchie, aka Kid Rock, discovered the giant squid. I mean, seriously, Kid Rock is the first to discover a 21-foot squid? Stop believing everything you see on the internet. Oh, and if that wasn't enough to convince you that giant squid are not invading the Great Lakes, a quick Google search of, can giant squad...
They almost had it.
Giant squad live in freshwater proves that this story is not true. Squid cannot tolerate freshwater. It's just not true. So, just like mermaids aren't real, neither are freshwater squid. Good try, fake news.
I'm sorry I besmirched this radio station. It sounds like they're trying to combat the disinformation, but I do look forward to Kid Rock's song, "I Am an American Cephalopod." That's coming soon. Sinister Hood will be right back.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
I wanted everyone to know that the internet doesn't seem to have any recollection of these giant squids. The only things are these websites, I use the term loosely, that, you know, corroborate some silly things. But I believe that you saw these squids. Just because Kid Rock didn't find it doesn't mean it's not real.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that the disinformation that the CIA would do to make you feel like you didn't find a squid in Lake Superior. That BreakingNews365.net website's interesting. If I'm not mistaken, it or similar websites were mentioned in the book Invisible Rulers by Renee DiResta, which we talked about in the Dead Internet episode, because around 2016, 2017, up through the 2020 election, Facebook was inundated with these external links to realistic looking news websites. And you're in that second article you read hit the nail on the head that the only disclaimer was like a little bitty teeny tiny thing at the end. And it's not like The Onion where everybody kind of goes like, oh, it's The Onion. It's reductress. Like it's clickhole. We know these things to being like as being like satirical. It was just like, oh, this is meant to look like a real website. And still to this day, a lot of people, I won't say, I mean, I think it's primarily, you know, older adults tend to fall for these websites. But I think young people too on TikTok, you know, if somebody slaps a red breaking news crawler across the top and what looks like a Chiron on the bottom, don't just say to yourself like, well, this is the news. It's kind of like what account, and it, a lot of times the account it's from is like user 4692438, you know, and you're like, okay, well, that's probably something fake that someone made. But I've seen it repeatedly with like these breaking news stories on TikTok. I think recently someone was like, this woman, it was like an influencer, and they people alleged that she had been like, you know, harmful to her kids or wasn't a good mom, and folks wanted to make reports on her.
Wait, the thing that just happened?
Hannah, whatever, Nurse Hannah.
Yes, that's not real.
No, no, no. So I think people did call on her, call like authorities, but there was this footage of a different brown-haired woman being arrested, and it was her, it was a brown-headed lady from the back, and then a what you can tell if you are listening to be an AI voice going, influencer Nurse Hannah was arrested today after da 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 da. And people in the comments were like, that doesn't look like her. She doesn't have tattoos like that, da da da. But if there were not people looking through the comments, you might go like, oh, because it's just stock footage of someone being right. So stuff like that's just, it can get you to think that there's a giant squid coming out of Lake Michigan. Sure. All I'm saying is that like y'all are not crazy. You and your friends absolutely probably did see articles about it. Whether there really was one or not, we're going to get to the bottom of that lake and find out. But in the meantime, like that breakingnews365.net, shit like that was responsible for, it just goes, all of a sudden you have people being like, no, I read like five articles on it. And it really does change the nature of our consciousness as a humanity.
Right? No, I mean, I was recently watching a TikTok that had to do with a person asking Bashar, if you know who that is, about the Mandela effect, specifically the Bernstein whole thing. And Bashar, via the aliens that speak through him,
he's a gentleman saying, that channels aliens, if you're not familiar with who this is.
Look him up. It's fascinating. Bashar was saying, both of y'all are right. There was a split. So if you were on a certain timeline wavelength where it was like Berenstein, and then some kind of shift happened, and those people all shifted over to the Berenstain, so they still have the memories of Stein or whatever, but now they're in the Stain timeline, so they've merged with these other people. They're like, no, this is how it's always been. So it's just like your timeline shifts over, according to Bashar. Not to say it didn't happen. You were just living in a different timeline and something shifted and then you jumped.
Timelines. It's like when you watch a movie and you're like, they didn't say that. I remember the quote different. Did you remember wrong? Or you were in a different timeline. They had a different movie back then. We can't know. I do wonder if like now, more so nowadays, because we do have what would be essentially like a big giant Library of Alexandria quality to be determined as far as the internet, where you're kind of, we kind of have this like collective memory together, and what happens when memories from that collective memory start disappearing because they, you know, get taken down or the websites aren't maintained anymore or whatever, or the content just straight up gets changed and it says, this is an article from 2017 that said this. And it's like, well, kind of how do we know?
Yeah.
It starts to be the concern. Truly. That's why I buy a ton of books all the time. I've got so many of them. My dream one day is to open like a reading room. I'm like, you can just come in and read my books. They don't change, I promise.
I love that. And same with, I was going to say, the Berenstein books. Like, keep those. Those are the only things we can trust that we can hold in our hands.
Hold on to my reality. But for all I do, and that is not to say like, oh, I, you know, necessarily there's going to be all these timeline shifts and everything. But if you think, you know, you bought 1984 by George Orwell on Kindle, and suddenly, yeah, you know, your ball-headed overlord, Jeff Bezos, decides, I don't really like the text of that. Let's change, ironically, let's change kind of what it says. I feel like the government's the bad guy in that. I don't like that. Let's change it. Then you're at the, you don't own the books on your Kindle, you know, right? You have like a license that you've paid for. They can change them anytime they want, and that, or remove them and make them unavailable anymore. And things like that scare me. So you will pry my books and records from my cold, dead hands. And I will, if the shit hits the fan, get a CB radio. You're going to have me and Christy are going to be from the back patio just reading chapters out of these crazy ass books we got copies of, and getting people connected to each other over a big ass antenna.
Did you hear, as a side note,
go on,
that, do you know what the Bezos Academy is? Did you know he's opened up some schools for children?
I heard that was on the horizon. I didn't know.
But
I did hear
one didn't.
They're going to start opening some health clinics as well. Amazon health clinics. So there's that, I guess. Yes.
It's called Bezos Academy. They say it's Montessori based. That's crazy. That's
Jeffrey
crazy.
Bezos.
He's opening schools.
Jeffrey Bezos. No one wants any of this from any of you. And that's just a message to CEOs and billionaires. We all just want our needs met. So it's just a message. Just quit fucking around.
Yeah.
Quit fucking around with our healthcare and our, you know what I mean? Like, to be like, it'll be an Amazon clinic. I'm like, is it going to function as well as the stuff that gets delivered to me? Which I got to stop buying. That's my goal. My Christmas goal is nobody gets a Christmas gift off Amazon.
Nice.
Everybody is getting Christmas gifts from as many small businesses around town or off of Etsy as I can make it happen.
I love it. I try to do the same as well. Mm-hmm. Well, to everyone that submitted their stories today, thank you so much. What a time we have had.
Oh, yeah.
If you have an odd but true story, maybe you've encountered Bigfoot, you've seen a UFO, you had a brush with true crime, or you felt the presence of an otherworldly being, send them in at sinisterhood.com/Freaky Friday. If you like our free episodes, you'll love our Patreon bonus content. You can join for free to see what we're up to next, or dive into over 900 hours of segments like True Crime Headlines, Dear Sinister, where we answer your questions on your heart.
Advice.
You know?
Yeah.
We give you advice, unpopular opinions. Those are always a fun one. Am I the asshole? Heather saves. We just go through weird shit. Heather saved on her phone in the middle of the night. It's great.
I'll be scrolling some weird places. Not to mention December, we've got so many live streams for you. Make sure that you have saved the date and put them all on your calendar and saved your spot in Crowdcast. On December 17th, we're going to have our quarterly live bonus content. You can vote now for what we will cover. We're either going to do Am I the Asshole, Unpopular Opinions, or Judge Christie Holiday Edition. So also, if you have grievances or Am I the Asshole links to Reddit or your own personal ones or your own unpopular holiday opinions, go to sinisterhood.com/contact, and there's a Patreon submission. But vote now for what you want us to perform live on December 17th at 8 p.m. Central for our quarterly bonus content. And finally, December 19th, we know y'all wait all year for it because we do too. Hallmark After Dark, 8 p.m. Central, on our YouTube page. I'm so excited.
It's going to be available to all
everybody,
members, free members too. So
everybody,
you can just go sign up, be a free member. You can watch it, tell your friends. We've got a poll going right now.
Yes, you can
vote.
What
are our three choices?
Well, they're all hit films from the recent history. We have Falling for Christmas starring Lindsay Lohan. We have Hot Frosty starring Lacey Chabert. Good for her. That's her. She's fantastic.
You know what? She's in a lot of them, so she's doing okay.
She's a superstar. And we have The Merry Gentleman starring Britt Robertson and Chad Michael Murray. So vote now over on Patreon for what holiday film, a classic, truly, classics in the making, that you want us to roast and make jokes on. And then make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel so you know when we go live.
Absolutely.
And if you're looking to gift a Sinisterhood Patreon membership, it could not be easier this year. You go to sinisterhood.com/gift. We'll have a link in our bio. We have a link on our Instagram stories as well. But it's super easy. It tells you how to do it on there. And it's the gift that keeps on giving. If you get somebody an annual subscription to Patreon, you pay for 11 months and they get 12 whole months of entertainment to thank you for all year round.
ad-free episodes, monthly live stream Q&As, quarterly live bonus content, weekly audio bonus content. Also, just for signing up for free, we give you an archive bonus content once a month. You also get monthly minisodes. We just had one drop about the finger in the Wendy's chili, and yes, we're about to have one drop about the Boeing whistleblower, which ties in nicely to the past, the UAP episodes we've been covering. Also, merch discounts and, for real, a community 100% of the best listeners on the whole internet.
Absolutely. Head over to sinisterhood.com to get all your holiday shopping done by clicking shop on the top banner to check out merch like t-shirts, mugs, totes, stickers, and even clothes for your kiddos. And don't forget, when you sign up for Patreon, you have merch discount codes you can use all year long.
While you're on our website, you can also review the show, follow us on socials, and check out the episode description. You'll also find fun things like topic-based playlists.
You can follow us on Instagram and Threads at Sinisterhood Pod, like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. You can watch full video versions of our Wednesday episodes, as well as clips from Freaky Friday on YouTube. You can watch clips from the show on TikTok and order custom video shoutouts on Cameo. If you got somebody in your life that loves Sinisterhood, they're already a Patreon subscriber, they've got merch, you don't know what they have, what they don't have, you want to ask, a Cameo is a video from us to them telling them happy holidays, merry Christmas, happy birthday. It's the gift you know they don't already have, because every single Cameo is made 100% custom for them. So if they love McGruff, or they love Blucifer, or they love Petal, and they want a little cameo in a cameo, let us know in the description and they'll get a custom video shout out from us to you wishing them a happy holiday.
Cameo turducken.
A cameo, a cameo. Yes, I love it. At cameo.com/sinisterhood. Where can people find you online?
I'm on Instagram and Threads at Christy M. Wallace and TikTok at Christy or GTFO. Heather?
I'm just posting all kinds of bullshit anywhere you can find me at Heather versus the World.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.